And let's say hello to Danny Johnson. Dan Johnson. We're going to call him Danny Johnson. And I'll tell you why in a minute. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate that. When you get a little closer.
I'm glad to be here.
I want to hear every word you have.
This morning.
I want to hear every word you have to say this morning. It's very important. Now, Danny's Meats and Catering by Danny, they're both you.
Yeah.
So, and you were telling me Danny's Meats has been there how long?
Well, we started over in a Southside Racine in 1987 in a gas station. So we sold steaks and lobsters out of a gas station. And you know what? It was successful. It was great.
And then you moved to, was it 3 Mile now? How long?
Four Mile. Charles, yeah. A friend of mine actually built this store. And unfortunately, he had caught something and he passed away. And I ended up, you know, buying that because I was paying rent in the gas station, a lot of rent. And, you know, I'd rather own something. So at the end of the you're paying for it. You can be done someday.
But you started in the butcher business when you were 18.
Oh, no, I was actually 16 working at Brosman's washing dishes.
Yeah.
And he offered me an apprenticeship. And I didn't want to do it. I wanted to turn wrenches on motorcycles, you know. So I was like, but, you know, my grandma offered me a house. And I had this girlfriend and we ended up having a baby. And I needed money. So, yeah, so I stuck with the butcher business. And I said, I could always quit. I didn't.
And obviously you didn't. And good thing you didn't. We love going to Danny's Meats on 4 Mile Road there. It's a great store. And nice people working there. And you look at the cuts of meats in the window there when you're, you know, searching. Everything looks so good.
Well, you know, people buy with their eyes. That's why rent cars so much, you know? I mean, you're going to put a bunch of green meat out there. Dr. Seuss might come in, but that's about it.
Yeah, we go in there with an idea of what we want, and we leave with, well, what'd we buy all this for? Because it looked good, and it is good.
Right.
Now, the reason Danny's here is because every Thanksgiving at Festival Hall, it's Thanksgiving Racine. Now, that's the name of it this year, Thanksgiving Racine. And people are invited to come in and enjoy a Thanksgiving dinner with fellow Racinians or Racinites, whatever you want to call them. So, and let's talk about how this all got started at Festival Hall. Then we'll move up to what's happening this Thursday.
Well, a good friend of mine, Ray Steibeck, he owns Route 20 out on the interstate.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. He owns that? Yeah.
And we always talked about doing things and pretty active in the community, and at that time, he owned a different business. So we were talking about the Thanksgiving thing we did at my grandmother's McMahon Towers back in the day, it used to be called. It was one of the first downtown senior complexes that were rejuvenated down there. I can't remember what the building was that they tore down, but anyhow, the look on all the people's faces when they seen that the meal was free was just kind of like priceless. So it's like, once my grandmother moved out of there, it was like, Ray came into the meat market one day. He says, hey, you want to do it? And I knew exactly what he was talking about. I said, let's do it. Then we were like, how are we going to pay for it? How many people are going to come? Is it going to be 100 people? Is it going to be 1,000? Is it going to be 10,000? We just rolled the dice and went for it. And it picked up on the media really well, and that's what saved us because...
What year was that?
16 years ago. I'm not good
16,
at...
16, okay. Yeah, I'm not good either. Ago.
So, but it's back when, you know, newspapers were popular, radio was popular, and apparently still is. Really popular. and the internet wasn't as big as it was, but yeah, we had people reaching out to us like, how can we help? And we're thinking, oh, this is good because we don't know what, you know, if worst case scenario, we had to put it on our credit cards. And it was sweating that one out a little bit. But, you know, we came up with the idea of sponsor a table. You know, Don sponsors a table for $50 and you feed 10 people with your name there. I mean, people jumped all over that.
And that's great if people sponsor, but what if they don't? Then you got to pick up the tab, right?
It's like gambling, you know. You never really know, but if it's a good thing and you feel good about it,
okay, you
should do all right. Well, we had some tight years, and we had some really, really good years.
That's good. So this is happening this Thursday, which is Thanksgiving, if people aren't paying it. Oh, it's Thanksgiving on a Friday this year? No, it's on a Thursday. This always is on a Thursday. And it's coming up from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., the free community feast, open to anyone. I mean, you don't have to be, people say, well, you're going to feed the poor. You can be anybody. Anybody can come in.
Well, that's the thing when this event started. People thought we were like doing a soup kitchen, but no, it's first anybody. Class.
Yeah,
I
went there
China.
One year. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like everybody gets served. Everybody's treated like a king or a queen.
How many volunteers you got?
Total between all the 3 days, it comes up to 300. And then we were full a week ago. We could probably have about 600. Everybody wants to help.
I want to say my son helped 1 year. I know we went 1 year, and it was really amazing. And you find people you know, and now you can sit down and have, you know, dinner with them.
You might get a table of 10. You might have a college kid in town with no family. You might have somebody retired or widowed. You might have some, well-to-do couple just coming down to enjoy an event. You might have some people that are really in need, and they all are equal that day, and they communicate, and some of them become friends.
Dan Johnson, Danny Johnson is here with me. We're talking about the Thanksgiving Racine event coming up at Festival Hall, and that's this coming Thursday, and the hours are 10:30 till 2 p.m. Now, let's talk about the money part of it, where people can sponsor tables, because you don't have to sponsor it. You can just walk in and eat, but these things are expensive to put on. It defrays the cost, and it helps. And also gets you a table of 10, which is kind of nice, if you want. Let's talk about the money aspect of it. So how do people reserve tables? Give us the price list here.
Well, basically, there's a lot of people that just hear about the event, and they want to help out. So how the idea came up, it was like, well, $75. You know, I think it was 50 at the time when we first started this. $50 gets your name on a table. This table's sponsored by so-and-so.
Oh, it's a sponsored table. Okay.
Right, right. So their name's out in the community. It's kind of like selling advertising.
Yeah.
We have 50 tables in there. Well, you know, a lot of people would buy one table. Some businesses would jump on board and sponsor 10 tables, maybe 100 tables. We did well with that. We are always able to pay for the event. Couple times it was pretty tight, and right around COVID time it was did really good. So people were very generous then, and we actually raised enough money to where we teamed up with our new county exec Ralph Malecki. He had to pick a Wiggly, and we made 1,000 food boxes for Easter that would feed a family of 4 to 6.
Look at you doing nice things for
people.
So
I got to make up for being a rotten kid, you know. So we handed out 980 of them boxes through the COVID drive-thru where people go in for their COVID test down at Festival Hall. Yeah, almost 1,000 food boxes had ham, potatoes, everything for the Easter meal, and a case of water. And it was a great idea, except the case of water thing was a little dumb because that was a lot of water to carry.
I know, because I do it every time from the supermarket. I bring in this case from the car. I don't know how many years I can keep doing that. Let's talk about what's on the bill of fare this Thursday.
Oh, well, your traditional stuff, it's turkey, carved ham at the end of the line. You know, we get local celebrities, like maybe you should come down and carve some ham on Thursday.
Yeah, I already have enough cuts on my fingers, but go ahead.
We got some steel gloves for you. Okay. I'm a butcher, so mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, stuffing, Southern-style green beans, sweet buttery corn.
Ooh.
Rolls, a lot of stuff from the bakeries. The local bakeries jump in, especially O&H. They've been helping us since day one. They'll back out. At the end of the day, they fill their trucks up with whatever they didn't sell because they're going to be closed on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They drive it over by us. And, man, we have mountains of stuff some years. And when people leave, we'll give them, say, hey, take some bread, take some of this.
That's what happened. When my son worked there as a volunteer, and when he left, there was a lot of food left over, and he took a little some for himself so we could eat dinner when he got home.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was, I remember now. It was years ago, though.
So whenever we had extra money, we tried to give it back into the community somehow. We'd like to have a little buffer. So what happened this year was, you know, me and Ray decided to part the Thanksgiving thing from our responsibility to another. And 1 year event turned to 15, so it was, all right, time to pass the torch. But we started a charity event, and the other account, we didn't do anything with the extra monies over the few previous years we had because we'd just been so busy. But we help people out occasionally here and there, and Ray had a great idea. He said, why don't we close out his Route 20 Cares charity. That's where he kept the funds from Thanksgiving, Racine, and other things that he's done, and give it to the food bank. So we actually gave $20,000 to the Racine County Food Bank about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, that's great.
So everything we get eventually goes back into the community. So, yeah, it's a good program. And now we got a new charity, and that's kind of what I'm running. I'll be slowly my responsibilities will be going down, so I don't have to get there at 4 a.m. I can go in at 8. Eat
4
dinner. Oh my gosh. Yeah, they all want
it's
me
almost
to be
like
there
doing the morning
four.
Show on the radio.
I know. I was even thinking, man, it was kind of hard getting up to drive over here this morning, but that sunrise was incredible.
Wasn't that beautiful over Lake Michigan? Yeah. Right, like a fire in the sky.
Yeah. It was awesome.
So, just in round numbers, how many pounds of food are we talking about here when it comes to turkey?
Well, my back is still sore from unloading the truck. As far as the turkeys go, we can't cook all the whole turkeys because there's just not enough oven space.
Yeah.
So we do about 30 boxes, which is two turkeys per box of the 25 to 28 pound turkeys.
Whoa. Just do a math
and then
on that. That's
we
a
do,
lot.
Yeah. Then we do 40 boxes of boneless, skinless turkey breast. So them weigh about 10 pounds a piece. So that's 40, so that's 80. 80 times 10 is, what, 800 pounds?
A lot.
So it's a lot. We're going to start cooking on Tuesday.
Do you use the ovens in the kitchen at the festival home?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything we cook down there.
Because they got a huge kitchen there.
Yeah, not huge enough for that. It could be a lot bigger. But, you know, we're pumping through 800-900 people an hour down there. You know, we went through 1,200 carryout meals because, you know, everybody don't sit. A lot of people go through, grab a carryout, and head out the door, which is great. So, you know, our numbers started out at 750 people the first year. And we kind of quit, counting because it's just too much work. But our estimates are 3,500 people last year. Could have been 4,000, could have been 3,000, but it's a lot. It's just a lot.
You know, this is so good. You know, Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday, followed by the 4th of July. And people say, well, isn't it Christmas? No, it's Thanksgiving because when I was growing up, it was a huge family event. My grandmother had an apartment. My grandparents had an apartment in Queens. And it wasn't meant for as many people as used to go there. I mean, we used to line tables and trays starting from the kitchen, going through the I forget what room it was. It was a TV room going right through the living room to the end, to the wall. And that it was just people. Tons, and the younger you are, the further you sat closer to the end of the wall. And I just remember being with all my cousins, aunts and uncles. There was no room for, you know, mingling. You had to sit down and talk then. And I just remember every year going there. And that was part of my Thanksgiving.
Right.
And every year we got the family together. And that's probably why they're all gone. They're not around anymore. So all I have is the memories of them at Thanksgiving time. And some of my cousins are still around, but most of my aunts, uncles, grandparents, my parents, they're all gone now. So
we get that same feeling and vibe down at the, you know, we got this family that drives from Janesville, mother, father, three kids. They sponsor a table. Then they drive all the way down here and they volunteer to be, you know, to work the event. They stay the entire day. But then they all sit down as a family and with other people they met over the years, and they have their Thanksgiving there. Then they get up and help clean up. Yeah, it's like...
And that's their tradition.
It is.
Those are their memories. Okay, we're talking to Danny Johnson, Catering by Danny, hosting the Thanksgiving we're seeing once again this year at Festival Park. And it runs this Thursday, obviously, Thanksgiving, 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's a free community feast. You said it's not a soup kitchen. It's anybody. Can make $1 million a year and still have dinner there.
And we get that. We get people that are just well-to-do and people that need money.
And you get a nice meal, the traditional Thanksgiving dinner. You get to sit down and relax with friends. But here's the important part. Individuals and organizations can help contribute through table sponsorships. They're available for $75. That feeds about 10 people. Donations of any amount are also welcome. Every single contribution matters. Check donations can be mailed to 5844 Douglas Avenue. And if you forget that, you can listen to the podcast and get that address again, 5844 Douglas Avenue, or drop them off at Danny's Meats on 4 Mile. Checks can be made payable to Crystal Puff Charities. Now, that's spelled with a K, K-R-Y, STALPUFF Charities. Feel free to share this information with family and friends. And just, again, if you forget any of it, you can call the radio station. Sharon at the front will have the information. And also, you can listen to the podcast at WRJN.com or wherever you get your podcast. You do great work. There's that's a Jewish religion. They call that a mitzvah, what you're doing. And there's payment for this later on afterwards.
Well, that was kind of like when we first started doing it. My mom grabbed my arm. And she's shaking. My mom's a little lady. She's like 87 pounds, you know. She's like a little chihuahua. She's grabbing my arm. You finally got it. You finally got it. You know, it's like.
Yeah, there's rewards for this later on for you. Thank you, Danny. I do appreciate it. And Danny's Meats on 4 Mile, I'm telling you, we go there all the time. Nice people working there. And you just, I like the window shopping when you're looking through the counter. Oh, I want that. Oh, I didn't come for that.
Some good looking stuff there. Yeah.
It is. Very good. Thank you very much. Lifelong butcher.
Yeah. It didn't start out that way. It was just a thing, and I'm still doing it.
I started cleaning toilet bowls at a radio station. You never know.
No, I'm a semi-farmer now a little bit, too.
Yeah, you got a farm.
I do honeybees, apple cider, and the new one is the black walnut syrup we're going to mess around with.
Look at you. Where's the farm?
It's out in Yorkville.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're a Yorkvillian.
Yeah,
Yorkville. Or Yorkvillite.
Either, yeah.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
Danny Johnson. Of course, if you missed any of this, you can catch the podcast at WRJN.com, civicmedia.us. Let's see. We got Spotify. We've got, where else is that? That's Apple Podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, you can hear it.